This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
About how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but... You'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited of where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
That was Mike Vrabel, the ornery one that we told you earlier. A little cranky on his 50th birthday with a back and forth with our buddy Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, regarding some comments that we will play for you later. The Scoop City podcast, it was Diana Russini sitting down with Stephon Diggs. And Diggs was kind of playful and wouldn't say he was going to be ready for week one. And obviously Phil referenced that. And then Vrabel is like, did you really buy that? I didn't buy it. But we'll get into some of that audio later. But that's an example of Mike Vrabel's mood today. And I don't know if it's just because it's his birthday and he's working on his birthday and he didn't get the cake he wanted on his birthday. Or could it be that his team is not great? We're going to get into yesterday, but just to update, Patriots practicing 1-3 today out there, their time, 12-2. And so I opened up Twitter just like, hey, I wonder what's going on with the Patriots practice. And on my feed of who I'm following, the two things that popped up, Mark Daniels, through 12 pass plays, I have the Vikings with 3 sacks on Drake May, 2 allowed by Campbell, and the other might have been on Onwenu. Oh, great. So the 4th overall pick, giving up multiple sacks again. Drake May is getting sacked basically every 2 or 3 times he drops back. Oh, but you never know. Maybe Mark Daniels is looking at things differently. Oh, good. Andrew Callahan, he's focused on the defense. The Patriots defense is getting shredded today. J.J. McCarthy is 14 of 16 with 5 TDs in 11-on-11 periods. Oh, my God. It's getting worse, not better.
That's so funny because when I open my thread, first thing I see is Drake May threading the needle to DeMario Douglas for a touchdown. Then I see...
Is that
Drake...
now? Because I know
yes,
in 7-on-7...
Seven... That was today.
No, now. I know in 7-on-7 seven seven he was fine. They seem to be good in 7-on-7. Yeah. Seven seven. It's real football that they're not great at.
Then let's see. Then they had another... They had one-on-ones, and Efton Chisholm...
Don't care.
...got someone in the corner of the end zone again. And then I saw giant fight.
I believe football still played 11-on-11, right?
Yeah, well, you have
there's
to start...
There's a reason they tell you one-on-one.
You start one at a time, and then you work your way up to 3-on-3, 5-on-5, 7-on-7,
well,
all the way up to
11-on-11. Well, now they do one-on-ones.
It's nice. Okay, it's good. Okay, let's not...
They used to do 9-on-7, but they're not allowed to do that
this
anymore.
This guy's
going to
be
interior.
In the Hall of Fame. Let's just relax. And then, ultimately, a giant fight, and Vrabel tried to break it up once again.
Did he get his ass kicked on his birthday?
I don't know how bad it was. Let's see how bad the scrape was, but there was a big old thing.
So, Mark Daniels, 12 pass plays, 3 sacks for Drake May. And then yesterday, I read Chad Graff in The Athletic. He is generally what I would say a positive viewpoint kind of guy in his coverage. Quote, But the domination was so thorough by the Vikings front seven that three straight plays at one point would have resulted in a sack. We talked about six sacks in 25 pass attempts for Drake May yesterday.
Who's 77?
I don't know.
70s. Dan Ball, can we figure out who 77 is on the Patriots line, please? Because I'm watching a play right now where he just got absolutely, not blown up, not obliterated, destroyed. Like, walk off the field bad.
It's Ben Brown, according to Dan Ball.
He was at left guard. That'll be the last time he does that.
So I'm confused. Are you positive about this team or negative? Because you were just telling me to pay attention to meaningless 7-on-7
drills. There were some nice, wait, hold on. When do I have to be one or the other?
Well, I mean, you clearly wanted to push back on the fact that I was entrusting Mark Daniels and Andrew Callahan to tell me the reality of what was going on in 11-on-11 work.
Well,
you were choosing one-on-ones and seven-on-sevens.
It's very funny how your feed opens up and it's like, terrible news, dire consequences. My feed opens up and it's like, look at these nice highlights, Fitzy.
I was going with the present. It was 1 minute ago and 4 minutes ago. I was going with the 11-on-11. Because I still believe 11-on-11 matters more than, you know, Ted and I were talking about it yesterday. You watch one-on-ones. Yeah, the receiver should get open. The receiver should get open one-on-one. That's just kind of how those drills work. It's really hard for the defense. Okay. What's our concern level? And I think you're telling me yours isn't that great because you're liking what you're seeing in drills.
I'm happy to see some players standing out positively. It's not all crash and burn, dire negative, cancel the season. However, that said,
no one's canceling the season. Well, we're going to have to watch it one way or the other. There's going to be 17 games.
Oh, boy.
There'll be a bye week in there. It's 18 weeks.
Early for this.
I'll have to do post-game shows with you, and you'll tell me it's great when they lost 42-2.
When did I ever tell you that in the first place? 2:34 p.m., and already I quit. All right. No, this doesn't look very good. It's not a great day. The left side of the line, your boy, Will Campbell.
Bad again.
Got a draft. Absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, and the whole idea that he won't, he learned yesterday, so day two, the beauty of 2 days of joint practices is you get to come back out there the next day and prove you learned from,
uh-oh.
And we are talking about issues. So listening to Phil Perry on the NBC Sports Boston with Tom Curran's podcast, he was talking about one of the sacks yesterday was sort of off the edge and Will Campbell was sort of blocking down. One of them was he overset and got beat to the inside, which is a concern for Ted Johnson. I know he's talked a lot about that and Phil Perry is jumping on that bandwagon. But day two is similar to day one. I will say maybe they can do what they did yesterday and try to muddy the water with a couple big plays to make everybody forget about the horrifically bad plays. And that was yesterday. Oh, we got a big play?
No, we got Phil Perry. Vikings defense dominant.
Yeah.
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 Issue is up front. Oh, see, I gave you this name beforehand. Phil mentioned it yesterday on the Patriots Talk podcast / stream or whatever. I'm sure Tommy Curran, when he joins us at 3:30, will also get into it. Jonathan Grenard, who's the guy they signed when Danielle Hunter left and went to Houston.
He's a good pass rusher.
He's a very good pass rusher. Just ate Will Campbell alive.
Right. Is he any much better than T.J. Watt or Max Crosby?
Why do you think hold on. I told you that the first month of the season was going to be potentially dangerous for Will Campbell.
Yeah. No, I don't care about Will Campbell. It's dangerous for Drake May.
Oh, no, yeah.
Will Campbell isn't going to get hurt when he gets beat.
Well, his feelings might get hurt. A problem for Will Campbell, dangerous for Drake May.
Yeah.
Drake, you know what Drake May might want to start doing? I'm not sure if anyone out there can recommend the exercise. What helps you run to your right faster?
I don't know if I want him running right.
Practice? Oh, because he's going to run into whoever Morgan Moses gives
a
free
pass.
Whoever
Morgan Moses whiffs on he was whiffing for the first three days
helps
of camp.
He should, you know what? Backpedaling.
You know what he should learn to do? Get rid of the damn ball quickly. That's what he needs
Pop
to learn
Douglas
to do.
Dropped two of them, apparently.
He needs to learn to get rid of the ball quickly.
That's it.
And this is why I am worried about the passing attack. I know Drake May can throw bombs off his back foot, and everybody gets all excited about that. He's not going to be in the opportunity to do that very often. He needs to throw quick slants. He needs to do the Tom Brady get the ball out in 1.87 seconds because they're coming, and they're coming fast for him. The 401 chimes in. Hey, moron. The only game you've seen them play 11-11, they went 48-18. Yeah, you're right. The first team of the Patriots did a very nice job against the backups for the Washington Commanders. That was very impressive. Washington sat 30-something people in that game.
Here we go.
If they play a bunch of backups all year, they might win some games.
Hey, you know someone that people have been talking about in a very flattering light? What do they call him? The eraser? The professor? Whatever
Woodson.
It is. Craig Woodson, like the 30-year-old safety.
Did he get toasted too?
Well, funny thing is, in 11-on-11, so it now matters. You know you can take it seriously.
He must have dominated one-on-ones.
Yeah, Aaron Jones went out on a wheel route and JJ wheel route. He went out on a wheel. Go F yourself. Absolutely smoked him. And then the funny thing was the safety that was closing in to try to help Craig Woodson crashed into him.
Oh, good. So now cue the circus music. Now we're the Bad News Bears. It's not. It's one
nice
thing.
Pass.
If you get
I gotta
beat.
Say though, nice pass by JJ McCarthy.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Now we're praising the other team's quarterback. Yep. I'm here to watch Drake May. I don't want to talk about JJ McCarthy. I think he stinks and is overrated. But he certainly has some
talent to
work with. You
haven't seen enough to know that he stinks or is overrated.
I thought he was overrated in college. Anyway, let's take that play. We have Woodson. So Woodson is a safety. He's the eraser. So he takes away anybody except apparently a running back. I mean, how am I going to ask him to cover tight ends and slot wide receivers if he can't take care of Aaron Jones, who I know is a good running back? Is he the greatest running back of all time? Is he the best pass-catching running back of all time? Nope, he wouldn't qualify as that. He would qualify as good. Good pass-catching running back. Good, right? He was the comparison people were throwing out there for Ramondre Stevenson a couple years ago when he was at his best catching 69 passes. So now we have this eraser who apparently can't even erase pencil.
Got erased.
Never mind pen or anything beyond that.
He got smudged.
So are you jumping to my side of the ship of concern?
No, I'm not.
What exactly is your blind faith based
on? You're up in the front. We haven't even seen an iceberg, and you're up there telling everybody, these are icy waters. That's all I know. There have been other icebergs that have crashed into boats. That's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, it's sunny.
I've seen
it's beautiful.
Nothing. I'm just going by what the reporters are telling me from joint practices.
Okay. And I'm here realizing that it is still practice. It is still, what is today's date? Is it carry the 4th? August 15th.
Yeah.
So give it time.
How many more joint practices do they have?
August 14th. Well, after today, I don't think they have any.
Oh, so would that be an indication, Dan Ball, that they are running out of opportunities to improve and prove themselves?
My understanding is, yes, as the days kind of, as they decrease, your level of concern increases as you get closer
and
to
I've
week
been
one.
Told by NFL coaches, NFL players, NFL media, and I would agree with this sentiment, that joint practices are the most important days of the summer, correct?
I have been told as much as well.
Okay. So the first one, they looked pretty good against Washington. I thought they did a really nice job competing with Washington. The last 2 days, yike-a-poo.
So wasn't the take at large by one and many in Patriots Nation, the media cartel, this station, wherever, that this was an important week, a big week for them.
Yes.
And that we were going to learn a lot and we were going to see them really go up against some iron, some metal, like a team with Super Bowl aspirations that has a good offensive line, a great pass rush, and elite weaponry. So far, the Vikings are showcasing all of that talent and the Pats are kind of getting it handed to them a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to lose in the summer and win in the fall, or is that it? Do we fold tents, pack it up?
No, I mean, generally when you lose in the summer, you keep losing in the fall. Generally when you're exposed in the summer, you get exposed in the fall. There are not a lot of examples where...
Can't learn from your mistakes?
You can absolutely.
You fall down, that's
it. I was hoping Will Campbell would learn from yesterday.
Knees are going to bleed forever. That's it, I'm going to stay down here on the ground.
Will Campbell was not good yesterday.
Because I fell.
Sounds like he's not good today. So that would be the concern there. That would be the absolute concern. And the fact is you're running out of opportunities. Now we've indicated, and people used to get annoyed when Belichick would say this, well, September is actually an extension of the preseason. Now it's looking like the Patriots need it to be an extension of the preseason.
There's
to
still
learn.
Time. Aren't you a proponent of, or don't you believe there to be some value in you stink and then you learn from there? You got to coach them up. If the Patriots were just dominant, perfect, picturesque, oh my God,
would
fire
love
up
to
the
see
duck
it.
Boats.
Would love to see it.
Give it time.
Would love to see.
Give it time.
You know the C word
use? What did Mike Vrabel take over? Yes, I know. I know a C word that perfectly describes this conversation.
Do they
and your
sound
attitude.
Competent
yes.
today?
Huh?
Oh, real? You don't like objectivity and realism? Oh,
it's not objectivity.
I love how
and realism.
I get blamed for reading tweets
pessimism.
Of reporters that are on the ground.
It's pessimism.
Nope.
It's agitation.
It's just it tweet is. Reading.
Nope. That's it.
Tweet reading here on WEEI afternoons. Mike Vrabel. Met with the media today. He is the first-year Patriots head coach. Something Fitzy has wanted to talk about. New coaches in the National Football League. Fitzy thinks Mike Vrabel might be one of the best new coaches, might have the chance to win as many games as any first-year coach. We'll see if Fitzy adjusts that opinion based on 2 days of joint practice work that has been horrific in Minnesota. A little Mike Vrabel expectations for wins up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, it's for everybody, right? It's for the quarterback to be able to communicate and get us in the right protection, communicate and go from there, but execute, right? And I think the big thing is, you know, once you communicate, we have to execute in the fundamentals and, you know, make corrections quickly and go from there.
That was Mike Vrabel talking about some of the pass protection issues yesterday for a Patriots team that's in its second day of joint practices with the Vikings, having some pass protection issues today as well. So I don't know if it's execution, whether it's communication, whether it's talent, whether it's all of the above, whether it's youth, whether it's, as Mike Reese pointed out, no team in a quarter century has started a left guard and left tackle that's rookies, and good reason for that.
I'm going to bet this team doesn't.
You don't think these two guys are going to start?
Oh, no, I think Will Campbell's going to
start. We're
going
to put Cole Strange back there? Who are we putting back in there now?
Could you look worse than everyone else has looked the last 2 days?
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, how bad was Cole Strange to give Ben Brown a whistle and to let Jared Wilson take a shot? First of all, I still think I'm with many others that believes they should stop the same way that they were yo-yoing around, like, Roman Anthony's here, he's there, Raphael is here, he's there, he's over where, Crossing Sports, 3-2-1, back to football. Just let Jared Wilson be either the starting center or the backup center. Enough with ding.
I want him to be
around
the starting center.
So do I.
Protected between, I mean, ideally two good guards. I don't know if this team has two good guards.
Which two good guards is that?
I don't know. Mike Onwenu's supposed to be.
How bad is Laydon Robinson, who, by all accounts, was good the last 5 to 6 games of last year? What happened to him over the wintertime?
Maybe
forget
he's
how to play football.
Transitioning properly into the Doug Marrone, Josh McDaniels system in offensive line play.
Well, that's
I do enjoy, Fitzy, we're doing it right. You know how I know that? Because I believe when you get those 50-50 responses, peak annoying Andy in full effect, stop topping down to people and stop sounding like an a-hole. Well, that's hard for me to do. And the 339 says Fantasyland Fitzy. So one person thinks I'm a jerk. One person thinks you're in Fantasyland. You know what that probably means?
That's where I've always been.
We kind of covered it appropriately from two different viewpoints and vantage points.
And these are our realms.
That's what we do. We don't make it up. Tom Curran, who'll join us at 3:30. You hear that? We don't manufacture opinions on this show. We don't manufacture narratives. I tend to be a little bit more objective and critical. Fitzy's a little bit more optimistic and likes to look at the bigger picture. And it's getting harder by the day for you.
Days like this make it difficult.
Yeah, they need to try a little harder to make your job a little easier.
Well, I'm trying to look at making like dinner all season, not just one meal prep. Today's meal prep, pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Pretty disappointing. But expected, though. We all thought they were going to go out there and struggle. Minnesota's further along. Kevin O'Connell, this isn't his first year as coach. He took over a talented team. His defensive coordinator should be a head coach in the NFL. He's got elite pass rushers. He's got a much better offensive line. You think his quarterback stinks? I don't. That's fine.
None of us can know because he's never played.
Well, it's hard to tell because he tore his knee up last preseason.
So he's a first-time quarterback, so that should benefit Patriots defense.
The weaponry is tremendous.
Yes, although I don't – Justin Jefferson out there today? Because he wasn't yesterday. It was Addison.
Would you put him out there?
No, I wouldn't see the point.
He would not be out till Sunday,
like
September
7th. Playing him in a JV game. Why would we play him in a JV game?
Oh, my. Now the Patriots are JV.
617-779-7937, taking your phone calls. We also need to get to this. Fitzy believes – that Mike Vrabel, he does not agree with NFL.com. I think it's Bucky Brooks, right, Fitzy, that did this break? Yeah, Bucky Brooks. Which new NFL head coach will win most in 2025? Brian Schottenheimer, Ben Johnson, top my rankings. So Bucky Brooks went Brian Schottenheimer 1 and Ben Johnson, the new Bears head coach, 2 as guys that are going to win the most in their first year with new teams. I get the Cowboys thing because the Cowboys have a lot of talent and they have Dak Prescott. Like,
they have offense.
They should be set to win a lot of games. They have defense, too. You hear Micah Parsons?
And he's good. Can he do everything?
Well, first he needs to get signed.
Wait, hold on. Diggs? Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah.
Come on.
Guy made, what, he had 8 interceptions a couple years ago? Like,
yeah, and gave up about 20 touchdowns?
Oh, now we care about that? Now we care about that?
You know what's difficult to do? Make a field goal at Andy Hart Stadium because the effing goalpost is always moving.
Well, I'm just telling you, they got playmakers and they got talent. And then you get to Ben Johnson, who has, I think, a playmaker at quarterback. They're marrying up the genius of
what do
the
we know?
Lions.
What do we know? Have you seen? Now, if this was a Chicago Bears radio show, you probably would have already burst a blood vessel talking about, you see this kid, he's throwing the ball on the ground, then he's pouting and he's looking at his fingernails.
Blue nail polish because it mirrors his emotion this off season. So now you're blue? Like, what are you? Like,
are you shaming
like
him
George
for that?
Strait,
are you shaming him for
a little
that?
Bit. Like, what does the blue mean?
That's it.
Didn't Tiger wear red because he was like a finisher on Sundays? Like, and that's an attacking
color? Yeah, J.J. McCarthy famously didn't wear eye black 3 games in college, every game against Ohio State. Why? Because he wanted Ryan Day to see the hate in his eyes that he had for Ohio State.
That's what I'm looking for my quarterback, not him and his fingernails telling me what mood he's in like he's a mood
They're like mood rings.
I hate it. But they have Bucky Brooks, NFL.com, has Mike Vrabel as the third most likely head coach to win.
I think he's the best of the three. He just doesn't have the talent.
Sell it. No, but this is win games in 2025. And you told me you think he could win the most games of first-year coaches in 2025.
I do.
I need you to sell it to the jury.
I'm going to sell it to the jury as such. Mike Vrabel will wring more victories out of the towel of disappointment that is this Patriots roster because he is the best coach of those three. And it's not even close, not even funny. Brian Schottenheimer, the last name alone should inspire 0.0 confidence in the ability to finish games. Schottenheimer is in the football dictionary. When you look it up, it means look good until it counts in the end. And yeah, they have offense down there, and they've got a elite defender as well. But Dallas is no great shakes, and they also have, ta-da, the 22nd hardest schedule in the NFL. But wait, guess who's got the 26th most difficult schedule in the NFL? That would be the Chicago Bears. And yes, I like Ben Johnson. I didn't want him as head coach of the Patriots as badly as the guy who sits here from 10A to 2P, Rich Keefe and many others. And sure, they've got lots of talent to develop. Talk to me in a year after they get a chance to both understand his offense and see what kind of head coach he is. At least here in New England, you've only got McDaniels as offensive coordinator, not offensive coordinator and head coach. Thank God, Fitzy, because he's not a very good head coach. I don't know what kind of head coach or inspirational leader among men who go to gridiron battle every Sunday Ben Johnson is. I do know Mike Vrabel has this, a track record. He's tough as nails, and I think he'll will them to as many victories as these two teams. I don't think any of them are going to make the playoffs, but I do think that Mike Vrabel will get the most wins.
Yeah, my argument for Vrabel would be the division. Like, I think the Jets stink, and I think the Dolphins are done. So right there, you should have 3 wins. I think those 4 games, you should pencil in 3 wins.
Did you see? Okay,
you're going to have a good year.
Now, you're telling me preseason kind of counts, right?
Sure.
Okay. Like joint practices, preseason,
I actually think joint practice counts more than preseason.
Okay. I don't know how the Jets did in their joint practices. I did watch some of the Jets game last week. I lost a bet. I'm a self-masochist. The Jets didn't look incompetent. Looked pretty good, actually.
So they got that going for them.
So there you go.
Which is the same thing we said about the Patriots.
Right.
They looked competent.
So we'll see how the Jets look this week as well. But
if you're in the NFC East, that's a good division. I mean, I know the Giants are, but you now have to face Philly and Washington, two good playoff teams.
That doesn't help.
If you're in the North, you have to face Green Bay and Minnesota, potentially playoff teams. I think the Patriots have the easier division, especially if you subscribe to the theory like, oh, they always steal one from the Bills. They always find a way to beat the Bills. If you can keep that going, you should have 4 division wins, and you should be well on your way winning more. I tend to think it's probably Brian Schottenheimer just because –
Because what?
The Cowboys
because
win a lot of regular season games.
George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
Like, you have an offensive coach, theoretically, with a supposedly good quarterback.
Starting running back is the kid, Javonte Williams, I think, that they got him from Denver.
Yes, and okay. Who I liked coming out of North Carolina. We'll
something
see
happened
he's resurgent.
Along the way with him.
Yeah, wasn't great. Well, I mean, I think he tore his ACL and then never came back from it. But, no, I think the Cowboys can be a good offensive team. 617-779-7937. Reacting to the expectations for the Patriots, yet again, coming off joint practices. But up next, Ted Johnson, who the text line says is the voice of reason on WEEI Afternoons.
Is that Ted texting?
He'll join the show to separate Fitzy and Hart.
Are you out of your mind?
We need a timeout. We need a Ted Johnson. Three-point stances with Ted Johnson up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.